Here's the translated text in English. Gold prices drop as rate cut bets wane in anticipation of Powell's speech. Oil prices set to snap two-week losing streak as peace in Ukraine remains elusive. Oil prices dip, set for positive week as Russia-Ukraine peace progress stalls. U.S. Farm Agency plan to close flagship research site threatens critical research. Critics warn Saskatchewan Premier to go to China in bid to end canola tariffs. Chile's Boric taps close ally Grau as finance minister after Marcel's surprise exit. Netanyahu says Israel to resume Gaza negotiations to end war and free hostages. Oil rises 1% on stalled Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Strong U.S. demand. Pentagon to buy cobalt for strategic stockpile after 35-year hiatus. Bloomberg. NVIDIA CEO in Taipei to visit TSMC. Says in talks with U.S. over new China chip. Factbox. What issues are likely to be discussed at the U.S.-South Korea summit? Eric Trump plans to visit Japan in September. Bloomberg News reports. Tesla raises price of fastest Cybertruck by $15,000 in U.S. J&J to invest $2 billion to boost U.S. manufacturing as drug tariffs loom. Alvarez and Marsal to triple global capability center headcount in India. Top exec says Asia stocks cautiously advance ahead of Powell's speech. Japan mixed on sticky CPI. NVIDIA asks Foxconn to suspend work for H20 chip, sources say. Boeing defense workers hold out for better deal, keeping fighter jet production idle. South Korea forecasts slowest growth since 2020 amid U.S. tariff impact. Japan's core inflation slows in July, stays above BOJ target. Japan CPI slightly higher than expected in July. Underlying inflation steady. U.K. consumers gain confidence after Bank of England rate cut, GFK says. South Korea turns to culture in search of next fillip for growth. Cuban pensioners say significant pension increase is not enough. Natural gas storage sees a significant drop, falling short of expectations. U.S. business activity picks up in August. Factories lead the way, survey. U.S. existing home sales surge, beating forecasts and previous figures. Manufacturing PMI surpasses expectations, signaling robust sector expansion. Dollar firms as traders rethink rate cut bets ahead of Powell speech. South Korea makes AI investment a top policy priority to support flagging growth. Morning bid. One last summer hurrah. New Zealand's central bank may cut interest rates twice more this year to 2.5%. Reuters poll. South Korea's Lee says plans record $25 billion GOVT spending on research in 2026. Japan to raise assumed bond interest rate for 2026-27 budget, Yomiuri reports. Asian shares choppy, dollar steady as traders await Powell speech. Fed officials lukewarm on September rate cut as markets await Powell speech. Wall Street closes down as investors brace for Powell's speech. NZ business will get used to global uncertainty. RBNZ economist says Austrac orders Binance Australia to appoint external auditor. Escape presale live on Ethereum with 280K raised, Hacken audited, and solid proof KYC verified. All eyes on Jackson Hole as market momentum cools. Bybit and FX Street, TradFi report. BTCS announces Ethereum dividend. Iris raises $10 million Series A to unlock $3 trillion data economy. With first programmable data chain, Bitcoin price today, steady near 114K amid Fed rate. Independence concerns seals can agile who launch the KUAEM joint venture in Abu Dhabi to develop post-quantum semiconductor personalization center and satellite production hub with 100 million local investment Hira network. Wins prestigious Chairman's Award 2025 at WITS, a global AI summit. Verb Technology reports $780 million in treasury assets. PTT PCL 2 and 1H 2025 slides reveal strategic shift amid 30% profit decline. Proximar Seafood, Q2 2025. Slides, full capacity reached amid continued losses. Rex Silicon Q2 2025 slides, EBITDA turns positive amid ongoing restructuring. KT&G raises interim dividend as global cigarette segment shows growth.